Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Blog Talk Radio show for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I'm standing in for Mary Hollis, our director this evening. Hopefully she'll be available by the end of the show to come and bring you New Year's greetings. So happy to have the honor to speak with you on this evening. I'm very excited about the opportunity to share some words with you that you should find encouraging, uplifting, and empowering. Well, we're going to talk this evening about New Year's resolutions. We want you to be a great promise keeper. Well, you know, it's New Year's time. We make resolutions. We set goals. And sometimes before the end of the month gets here, we have already fallen off the wagon. Some of us have made New Year's resolutions such as we're going to get healthy. We're not going to eat so many sweets. How about this one? I am going to lose weight. We have many New Year's resolutions. Some say that we're going to save more money this year, or I am going to do better about getting organized. I'm going to get rid of that clutter. How about that closet that you just the year you're going to clean it out? Maybe this is the year you're going to go in the garage and clean out the garage. Imagine that, a clean. Whatever your New Year's resolutions are, we want you to know that we think that you should be a promise keeper. God loves keeping his promises. He makes lots of promises to us. Some of the promises that he makes to us are things like, I will be with you forever. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then he makes other promises like, I will grant you the desires of your heart if you just walk upright. The Bible is filled with so many promises. But, you know, if we kept our promises and God kept his promises, imagine the type of world that we would live in. Imagine what our family life would be like when everybody just does what they say they're going to do. Well, you know, I don't think that we intentionally break our promises, but sometimes we set promises and we set goals that are unreasonable. We know we're not going to clean that garage out this year. We know that I was going to honestly lose weight, but that was before I got invited to the party that had that double chocolate or that sweet potato pie. So when I think about what did God say about promises, well, he says that he's not a God that he should lie, so he keeps his promises. There's a great promise that he offered us, and it's over in the book of Genesis when Noah built the ark because God was going to send a flood. And when he sent that flood, the only people that survived, that was Noah and his family. And at the end of that flood, Noah came out and he built an altar and he offered a sacrifice up to St. Abraham and his family. And that touched God's heart so much so he said, you know, I am never, ever going to destroy the world again by water. I promise. And he sealed that promise with a rainbow, a beautiful rainbow. And so every now and then we get to glimpse a rainbow. And that rainbow is to remind us of that symbol of that promise that God has made to us. And so when we see a rainbow in the sky, we're to think of Noah and his ark and the flood, but we're also to be reminded that God promised us something. We also get married. When we get married, we have the exchange of rings. And when we exchange rings, that's a promise that we're going to keep the covenant that we made to God until death shall do us part. And so as widows, you have kept those promises. And your ring, your wedding ring, is a reminder of that promise you have kept. And so when we think about promises we make to our children, sometimes when we had children that were very young, they would say, oh, Mom, can I go to the park or can I go to the movies or visit my friend on Saturday? And you say yes. And then when the weekend gets here, something changes. And then what do our children say? What do they say to us? They say, but you promised. And so we want to be always remindful that promises are very important to God. They're important that we keep our promises. They're important that we realize that when we say something out of our mouth, that we're going to actually do it. What are some of the areas that we have fall short on keeping our promises in? I'm thinking about things that sometimes I'm guilty of about being late. If I agree that I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be somewhere on time. So if there's a meeting that I'm supposed to be at and it starts at 7 o'clock, well, and I get there at 7:20, well, maybe I'm not such a great promise keeper. When we think about all of the things that we say, how much of what we say we actually do. There's an expression that I used to hear older people say all the time, your word is your bond. And I will always grew up thinking, God, that sounds like such a crazy thing to say. But as I've gotten older, I understand that keeping my word is something like represents my character. Can somebody trust me to do what I say I'm going to do? Can they trust me to show up? Can they trust me to show up on time? Promises are so, so very important. There's another Bible story that I can think of where a promise was very important. God promised Abraham and his wife Sarah that they were going to have a child. Well, I don't know. I'm in my 50s, and I cannot imagine having a baby again. Don't know about some of you, especially those of you who might even be a little bit older than me. But at any rate, God made a promise to Sarah and to Abraham that they were going to have a child. And so as Sarah approached her 50s and her 60s and her 70s and even into her 80s to laugh at the promise that God had made her, because certainly God couldn't keep that promise. Well, Sarah had a little boy and she named him Isaac. God kept his promise. And one of the points or the lessons for tonight is God always keeps his promises, even though it seems like it's been such a long time since he promised it. Think about some of the things in your life that you believe that God had promised you. Have you started to lose faith? Do you think that maybe because you've lost your spouse that maybe God is not going to fulfill a promise? Do you think maybe because there's not enough money in your bank account, he's not going to fulfill a promise? Because you had another birthday, maybe he's not going to fulfill that promise? Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Because God loves us so much, he keeps all of his promises, no matter how long it has been, no matter how difficult the situation may be. Take time and journal. Get yourself a journal. It's January. It's the new year. Get yourself a journal and write down some of the promises that God made you in the Bible, promises that he would never leave you nor forsake you, promises like He will hide you in a secret place. He will hide you in the tabernacle. He will place you in a cliff. Promises like he will protect you. There are many promises God made to us that are in the Bible, but there are some promises that he made specifically to you. Write those down in your journal. And write down all of the things that happens along the way that discourages you. Because, you know, that old mean Satan is always trying to keep you discouraged, always trying to tell you that God is not faithful. He's not going to keep his promises. But I want to encourage you this evening because God keeps all of his promises. As a matter of fact, I'm reminded of a promise that God made me in reference to my children. You know, the Lord says, I am going to raise them up and I'm going to place them where they need to be. But sometimes coming along the way, you know, they do things or they say things or things happen in life and you're like, I don't know if God can keep that promise. One of the promises that he made to my daughter was that he was going to put her in this school for her undergraduate degree, and she wasn't going to have to worry about anything. Well, along the way, test scores weren't high enough, money wasn't there enough, but God honored his promise, and she went to the school that she wanted to, and she graduated, and everything worked out well, even though it didn't look like it. Take a moment, even right now, and examine what's going on in your life right now. Examine those things in your life that's making you doubt God. Examine your life, those things that are making you wonder and question, well, maybe I misunderstood what God said. I thought I knew what he said at the time, but now I'm not so sure. Don't be Sarah who laughed at God when he said that you were going to have a baby. Don't be like many people who just don't believe that God can do. Do you know we have a miracle-working God? We have a God that's awesome. We have a God that can do absolutely. He can change a person's heart. A person may have told you no at one, but at another time in life have said yes. You know why? Because God is a promise keeper. That's who he is. He keeps all of his promises. And so examine your life and say, what areas of my life am I struggling in to keep my promises? Because we want to be like Jesus. We want to be Christ-like. We want to do what Christ does, and he keeps his promises. What areas of your life do you need to pray about, asking the Holy Spirit to come into your life and make you better at keeping your promises? What about promises to your children that you made to take your medicines correctly or to take them on time or to just take them? What areas of your life have you made promises to God in that you have not been faithful in? Have you promised that you was going to pray more? Did you promise God that you was going to do better about keeping up with relationships and checking on people? You was going to read your Bible more? You was going to find something in your church to do? But it's been 2012 passed, 2013 passed, 2014 passed, 2015 is still here. Let's not make promises to God that you don't keep. What about promises that you've made to other people? So often we say things like, I'm going to give you a call this week. I'm going to let you know that I'm going to stop by and see you. But you get busy and then can't have the time to do it. Well, you want to be a promise keeper. You want to do those things that you say you're going to do. I'm even thinking about the promises that we make to our own selves that we don't keep. I've made promises to myself like, I'm going to exercise 3 days out of the week. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to that park and I'm going to walk. Unfortunately for me, I woke up yesterday morning and it was cold outside. It was so cold outside, I was like, oh, the Lord certainly doesn't want me to walk in this cold. It's too cold outside to walk. And so I didn't walk. Well, I broke a promise to myself because all I really had to do is just put on some more clothes. And so why do we break these promises to ourselves? We do it because what we promised ourselves or what we promised others, or what we promised God, just wasn't important enough to us to do what was required to meet that promise. Imagine You have a promise that is so meaningful that you actually do it. So I just want to encourage you, take the time to be a promise keeper. Take the time to build your character. Take the time to have other people. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry needs you. We need you to make promises to us that you're going to come and support our events, that you're going to make donations from time to time, you're going to invite other widows to join our group on Saturdays when we meet the third Saturday every month. How about inviting them to join the talk show with us on Tuesday night at 10 p.m.? That would be very, very helpful for them. They mourn. They miss their husband. They find it hard to sometimes sleep at night. But when they can listen to Mary or myself or any of the guests that she may have on from time to time, they can feel like they had that little boost they needed to just get a little further. So think about those promises that you're making. And if you don't make promises, make some promises. Get a piece of paper, get that journal out, and do it tonight and start right now. No procrastination. And be a promise keeper. That's what we want for you. We want you to be a promise keeper. We want you to be somebody that God can trust to give an assignment to, and he knows that you're not going to make excuses. He knows that you're not going to be late. He knows that you're not going to back out at the last minute. There's a scripture verse, and it's found in the book of Peter, 2 Peter to be exact. I think it's chapter 3, and it says that God is not late nor slow. He keeps his promises. And so that's how we want to be. When God gives us an assignment to do, we don't want to drag our feet and do it eventually. We want to do it right away. So remember, it's January. It's a new year. It's 2015, 2015. And this is the year that you are going to be a better promise keeper, because certainly God keeps his promises, and he wants us to do the same. And that concludes what I have for you this evening. I just want to let you know that I love you. I think about you, and during my fast that I'm on for these 21 days, I pray for you all every day. So I want to let you know that you're loved, and we have our director, Mary Hollis, who wants to share some closing remarks with you. I am so excited to bring her on the air because Mary does it like nobody else can. All right, Mary, are you there? Can you hear me, Mary? Okay, let's see if we can get her on here. Mary? Hello? Okay, I might have to keep talking if I can't get her on. Hello, Mary. Can you hear me? Okay, if I can't get her on, I'll have to give you the announcements that I have for you. All right, here are the announcements. First announcement is we have our trip to Memphis, Tennessee coming up in June. We certainly want everybody to be participating on that show, on that trip. We're going to be visiting museums. We're going to get the chance to go to the casinos, an event that you like to do just a little bit of planning with your money. Also, we are going to have the opportunity to visit the Civil Rights Museum. We're going to have some eating at some wonderful restaurants. The flyers have already been done up for that trip. Payment plans have already started. So if you need more information on that, we want you to give Mary a call. You can call Mary at 770-981-9118. Or you can contact...
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you just fine. I was sharing with them the details of the trip, and we wanted them to all be encouraged to go ahead and sign up and start making the payments so that we can all hang out in June and have a good time as we take that trip up to Memphis, Tennessee. But welcome on the air, and I'm going to turn this over to you now.
Okay. Yes. Thanks thank you so much, Sheila, for taking on tonight. I do appreciate it, and like I say, I'll tell you where I was in a few minutes, but I want to piggyback what Sheila said about keeping your promise. If you keep your promises, God will keep yours. So if you want your promise met, then you got to keep yours as well. So just knowing that, iterate what Sheila said, that keeping your promises is very important, not just to God, but to a fellow man, different people that you promised to do something, or you promised yourself that you were going to do something. It's so important that you meet those promises, because God is looking for you to do that. Now, one of the things I did this week, I text several of you, if you're on the air tonight, you promised me to finish writing your story for our book. I pulled out and going over the stories from different widows. We need more stories to be in our book, and we know your story will be so meaningful to another widow. Your story will fit that another widow so perfectly when they pick up that book and say, "Ah, this is what I've been going through, or this is what I went through." That is so important, so we need your story. So please, please, please get your story written and send it to me. Got to be done by the end of January. Just one second. Okay, yes. Just one second. I'm trying to see if I was listening to myself on the website as well. But I also want to give you a couple of ways when you fulfill your promises, things that God will do in your life. When you turn a corner, you may stumble and fall sometimes, but because you trust in Him and do what He wants you to do, He will pick you up every time. He will pick you up just like a mother is picking up her baby when her baby is crying. God feeds you whenever you God feeds you what you need at that particular time. Sometimes we want it done now, but He gives us just what we need at that particular time. And continue to trust in Him, because He will keep His promise. And another thing I want to mention as well, too, whenever you feel like you're hitting rock bottom, now, I feel like I've hit rock bottom in the last 365 days I've been out of work. Not every time, but I felt somewhere within that 365 days that I was getting ready to hit rock bottom. But I have to remember that if you feel that you're hitting rock bottom in grief, health problems, financial situation, a loss in the moment, just know when you feel that you are hitting rock bottom that God is the rock at the bottom. He promises us that He will always be there. He will never leave us or forsake us. So just know that when you keep your promise, He will keep His. And that's what I wanted to say tonight, Sheila, piggybacking on you, that He does keep promises. Because I know He got me through this 365-plus days. Even though I felt at one time that I was going to hit rock bottom, he showed me, I will never leave you or forsake you. So He keeps His promises. So I'm going to keep depending on Him and trusting Him and believing in Him that He's going to do just that. And that's all I have to say. And thank you so much, Sheila, for doing a great job. That was a wonderful words of wisdom from the Lord. And that's all I have to say. You can I'll let you finish ending the program for tonight.
All right. I just want to say good night. Love you all. And make 2015 a year where you are keeping your promises. That concludes our show for tonight. Good night.
Good night, and be blessed.
we go. It's who I got.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God.